Welcome to the Find Your Nutrition Podcast. Here, we'll discuss nutrition for health, wellness, and energy for everyday life. What's up, everyone? If you're just diagnosed with prediabetes, I understand how confusing it can be to pick different foods and to know what to eat and what you should avoid. So today I'm going to go through some recipes on this website I found called Simply Recipes. There's a lot of recipes and I'm going to just talk through what I think is a good idea and what I think you should avoid if you have prediabetes until you're able to fully reverse prediabetes. And I'll talk about some of the things that I think you can do to reverse prediabetes. But let me just get into the recipes. So, creamy Tuscan chicken. Let's see this recipe. It looks really good. Let's look at the ingredients. So we have chicken, great, salt, great, pepper, oregano, olive oil. This looks to be a really good recipe if you have prediabetes. There's no ingredients you really need to avoid here. Parmesan is great. Even heavy cream, half and half. It's okay to have some of that if you have prediabetes. Some wine is also okay. Garlic, it's all whole ingredients. Not much sugar in these ingredients. There's a little sugar in the half and half, but that's okay because it's a small amount. And the rest is good. Olive oil, stick to the healthier oils like olive oil or avocado oil. Salt, chicken, don't be afraid to eat any proteins like that as long as it's not processed meats. So it's good. Just avoid the pasta that's underneath here, but I don't think that's part of this recipe. So here is a really good recipe. For example, pasta dishes like this, especially if it's your normal pasta, you definitely want to avoid if you just found out you have prediabetes. Some alternatives would be red lentil pasta, but even that, for example, if you just found out you have prediabetes, is something you should probably avoid and just stick to red lentils, for example, if you want something like that, and stay away from the normal pasta because that's really going to spike your blood sugar and it's not going to help your body to reverse prediabetes, especially in the beginning. So if you did want to do something like pasta, use things like zucchini noodles or cauliflower rice instead of rice in the beginning, especially if you are looking to reverse prediabetes. So here's another recipe that looks to be really good for someone looking after their blood sugar and looking to, again, reverse prediabetes. Let's look at the ingredients. Black pepper, kosher salt, heavy cream, some corn. Corn does have a bit more carbs than other vegetables, but again, it's totally fine to eat if you're looking to reverse prediabetes. It's not the same as something like pasta or lots of bread that's really going to spike your blood sugar, especially when you eat it with enough protein. Like here we have the shrimp, for example, and fiber from the vegetables. Like we have the tomatoes here and the corn. So we have some fiber there and a lot of protein. So a little bit of carbs from vegetables is completely, completely fine. Not to worry at all. Let's see some other vegetables, some dishes with vegetables. Here we have some broccoli, some tofu. What kind of noodles are these? Let's see. So we have tofu, 1 cup of frozen vegetables like broccoli, asparagus, green peas, or snow peas. 1 tablespoon of lard sauce. I'm not sure what this is. And then we have some soba. So these kind of noodles you definitely want to be careful with when reversing prediabetes. Once you do reverse prediabetes, having it every now and then is totally fine. But it's not an everyday type of thing. And you do have tofu for a protein, but still, if you just found out you have prediabetes, this is not the type of thing you want to be eating. Again, with all of these pasta dishes, it's not the things that you want to be eating. Burger salad, on the other hand, though, is a good idea. And you can definitely eat something like this. Burger for the protein. Lots of vegetables for fiber. Let's see what we have here. Avocado is another great thing you can be eating to fill up on that. Lots of mushrooms, onions, eggs, all great if you're trying to really stabilize your blood sugar. So this is a good idea. Croutons, though, for example, and tater tots are things that you really shouldn't be having. So you don't have to add those to the side, like they say. You can stick to the avocado, the eggs, the onions, the mushroom. And I'm not sure what they made this burger out of, actually. But this is more of the direction you want to be going. All of the sides with vegetables are really good, as long as you're not putting some kind of sauce that has lots of sugar in it, for example. Here we have some red curry poached salmon. It's another really great idea. Also with the rice, maybe don't eat the normal rice. Eat some rice made from cauliflower. So just cut cauliflower into really tiny pieces. And it has a similar consistency to rice. So it's a good alternative. And then rice can be for special occasions or once in a while. I know I really like rice. And now that I reverse prediabetes, I'll eat it every now and then. Let's see what else we have here. We have some lemon, pepper, chicken breasts. Really great idea. Pretty much pure protein here. Put a salad on the side to fill you up with some olive oil. Let's see what the recipes are, what the ingredients are. It does have some all-purpose flour in there. It's not the biggest deal if you are making a dish like this. But if you want a healthier alternative, maybe go for chickpea flour or spelt flour or something like that. And use olive oil or avocado oil, not the vegetable oils. Stick to the healthier fats. Let's see, chicken stock is great, lemon, parsley. All of this is great. Just stick to the healthier oils instead of vegetable oil. And the rest looks good. And then maybe some chickpea flour instead of all-purpose flour. Or you can just skip the flour entirely and cook it without that. Or you could even just put things like garlic and things like that, like garlic powder instead of flour. That's a good idea. Let's see some more recipes. But before we do, if you were just diagnosed with prediabetes and you're looking to be part of a really supportive group of people also looking to stabilize their blood sugar and reverse prediabetes for life, the Find Your Nutrition Tribe is going to be the best place that you can do that. So it's a paid community, but it has so many resources and so much support. And it's one place where you can get all the information that you'll ever need to really reverse prediabetes for life and to learn everything you did. Here's just a little testimonial of Rosie Beth, who was able to reverse prediabetes and see all of the positive impacts it had on her life, like energy levels and other things like that, not being hungry after meals very quickly anymore. So just feeling confident in knowing what to eat, you'll get that from this community, and you'll really just have the motivation and accountability that you need to reverse prediabetes, learn everything you need. And yeah, I'll put a link to this, findyournutrition.com/tribe, in the comments. So if you want to find it, you can find it there. I'll just go through a few more recipes. Let's see what we have here. I found a section here, easy, healthy recipes on Simply. So let's see. Let's make sure they're all healthy. And I'm sure we'll find some things that aren't great, like these granola bars. Let's see how they make them. Okay, ingredients. So cinnamon, salt, oat flour, oats. Just things like oats and oat flour is not the best choice when you're trying to reverse prediabetes. So you can eat things like nuts and seeds and cinnamon and spices, but lots of oats are really, they don't have many nutrients for you. And it's really just carbs that are going to spike your blood sugar. Even with the amount of fiber that are in oats, it's still for most people, if you look at continuous glucose monitor data, you'll see that it spikes the blood sugar for most people. So it's not the type of thing that you really want to be focusing on eating. Try not to snack so much. Try to eat full meals when you're reversing prediabetes. It'll really help you to control your blood sugar levels. And that should really do you some benefits. This looks good. Some salmon, some vegetables. So simple, but it just has healthy fats from the salmon, lots of fiber and vitamins from the vegetables. And it's not going to spike your blood sugar at all. So it's a really great thing to be eating with prediabetes. So we have broccoli, mussels, both great things to be eating. Quinoa, if you want to have a little quinoa, it's okay with a full meal, but also it's not the best thing to be focusing on. If you want healthy carbs, sweet potatoes is good, lentils and beans and things like that, and some fruit, but eat it, you know, with a full meal. That will really help you. And your blood sugar levels won't go up as much when you eat these things with a full meal. When you eat carbs alone, it'll really spike your blood sugar, even if it is something like sweet potato. So it's fine to eat sweet potato, just eat it with a meal and with some protein. Zucchini is a great vegetable. I love cooking that all the time. And seared ahi tuna, also really good. So you have lots of options here. I know a lot of people think that they can't eat anything once they find out they have prediabetes, but it's not true. You can find lots of foods and lots of really tasty foods, and you don't need to feel limited. I know some things like granola and rice and pasta are more difficult to eat when you have prediabetes, and also things like cookies and cakes. But once you get over that and you start enjoying real foods like salmon and avocado and chicken and vegetables, grilled tomatoes, you'll start to really like these foods, and it'll just become much easier to find foods that you like and foods that taste good to you, and also foods that don't spike your blood sugar and that you can feel comfortable eating, and finding a way of eating for the long term that you can really reverse prediabetes and then keep it off for life. And that's what we talk about the most in this community. And if you want to join, I'd love to see you there. I'm offering a little bonus for people who sign up right now. I'm not sure how long that will last for. So get in soon and find healthy recipes. I'm going to actually put together some of the recipes that I think people with prediabetes should focus on. And I'll put that in the community coming soon. And yeah, if you enjoyed this kind of episode, let me know and I'll make more like this. But other than that, see you next time.